Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Perth's biggest pet pamperer.
We chatted to cricket superstar Mitchell Johnson.
The guys attempted to give me some suggestions for hits from your Hood Subiaco.
Hey, you said you loved them.
And a sneak peek at the new Elton John movie.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
Because we're talking pets, pets, pets.
Hey, we're not pets.
We're looking for Perth's biggest pet pamperer.
Okay.
So give us a call if you think that might be you, 133353, because today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh, cute.
It's just, you know, if you haven't loved them all the other days.
Of course you do.
Well, today's where you love them.
I never thought I would be a pet pamperer, but I clearly am because we've had Florence for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I've lost my, you know,
I'm your entire paycheck.
I'm Gaga.
You've lost your paycheck, you've lost your mind.
And this
You're
is basically
love.
My life these days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, just sitting there.
Did you do a wee-wees? Oh, you're a good girl. You did a wee-wees. You did a wee-wees.
Hey?
Oh, that's a good girl.
That's you talking to Kimber before the show.
I know,
that's
but I do like affirmation. I do like that encouragement, Matt. Don't go changing.
Oh, yeah. You got to pamper him.
Yeah. And you're doing the cutie voice too.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, I thought it was Captain Paul at one stage.
And pet pampering comes in different ways too. I mean, there's the people who just go out and go, well, it's got the best bed and it's got this and it's got that. And there's other people who I think if you're sitting around cooking all of your pet's meals, hats off to you. That is pampering a pet in a way that I can't be bothered.
How about when you see those products that you know they're expensive cat and dog food and people will be prepared to do it. In fact, they're probably spending more money on the pooch or the cat than they are themselves.
Yeah.
Or any other pet for that matter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can crown Perth's biggest pet pamperer.
Yeah.
Give us a call. 133353.
We put it on Facebook last night.
It's gone
and
nuts.
We got hundreds of photos of people's pets. There's horses, there's rabbits, there's everything.
Actually, if you go to Mix Facebook today, have a look. You'll get several moments because there's so many cute pets
Absolutely.
On there.
Oh,
because everyone uploaded the best photo of their pet, of course.
All right, I might go and have a wee-wees.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
We are looking for Perth's biggest pet pamperer, Carolyn in Safety Bay. Is that you?
Well, maybe. Not necessarily me. It's my husband. So we used to live in Darwin, which is pretty hot, as you know, and we moved down to Safety Bay a few years ago, and we've got two Rotties. And my husband was so concerned that they would be cold that he put a wood burner fireplace in the room where they sleep and would get up early and stoke it so they didn't get cold. And also, because I don't get home till later, he put a flat-screen TV in there on timer so they wouldn't feel lonely.
Oh, hello.
That's incredible.
We've got Rottweilers.
Yeah,
that is pretty pampering of the pet there.
That's love, isn't it?
Carolyn, can they use the remote?
No, they can't.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, because they ate it.
Chewing everything. that's what's going on at Matt's place right now.
That's brilliant, Carolyn.
Thanks, Caroline.
Yeah, the lines are open on 133353 on this. We're talking about the National Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah, are you Perth's biggest pet pamperer?
Yeah, feel free to give us a call.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Did you do a wee-wee?
Oh, yes, it is Pamper Your Pet Day. Of course, National Love Your Pet Day right here.
Yeah, we want to find Perth's biggest pet pamperer. Emma in Herne Hill, is it you?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. What are you doing with your pet?
Look, my dog, Tequila, is 16 years old. She's had her meals cooked fresh for her every day since she was born. We don't go on holidays anywhere unless it's pet-friendly and we can take her with us. And I swear she gets more birthday and Christmas presents so we can just watch her open them than anybody in the family.
Can't help it. It's very cute.
And a great name, Tequila. Love it.
Yeah, well, we call her Tiki for short, but her name's Tequila and she's the love of our lives. We don't have kids, but she's spoilt more than any kid I know, that's for sure.
Good on you, Emma. That is a pampered pooch for sure. Let's go to Baskerville. Gretchen, are you Perth's biggest, what is it?
Pet pamperer.
Absolutely. Well, we have a long story because we have many pets, but we have five cats.
Yes.
We have Paris Roman. We have Mila. We have, we've got that, a little tiny one is Katniss, of course, from the Hunger Games. And the interesting thing about our cats is that we had one, unfortunately, that we lost to the road many years ago in one of our homes.
Right.
So ever since then, we have built them outdoor areas. Our first outdoor area wasn't that large. It was just a netted area in a relatively small backyard. But then we moved home because we need them to have more space. So we then had a yard where we actually had netted from the roof, the eaves of the roof, to the fence line. So they had the whole backyard to run around in. But of course, they come in at night time to sleep with us. They have to sleep on the bed. And the new house we're in, we actually have a view that overlooks the city. So we've built the front patio for them so that they can observe the view.
Okay.
And next up to mention the chickens. Chickens have a watering system on timer, so when the temperature gets above 30, they get sprinkled every 2 hours.
Bloody
hell.
That's
pet world of Gretchen.
It certainly is.
And a woman with 5 cats.
Oh, Perth Zoo will be calling Gretchen going, can you fit this place out for us?
Sounds like the start of a joke, doesn't it?
That's brilliant.
We'll keep these calls going, I reckon. 133353. Those people are pampering their cats, dogs, you name it, chooks. Just go to Mindari. G'day, Gemma.
Hello.
Gemma, how are you pampering your pet?
Well, she always gets to sleep in the biggest bed in the house, and every time we have like lasagna or spaghetti, she always gets to have my mom always makes her own spaghetti with some raw meat mixed in with it. And when we went on holiday, we really wanted her to come, but she couldn't, so we flew someone over from Scotland to come and look after her.
Wow. Dog or cat, Gemma?
We have a dog.
Oh, it's a dog.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow. Yeah. Very, very lucky dog.
I was picturing Garfield just sitting around eating lasagna.
Being lazy.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks, Jem. You have to go to school now?
Yes.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, well done.
Thank you. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mitchell Johnson's taken a lot of wickets in first-class cricket.
One or two.
Nearly 500 of the damn things.
Oh.
313 test wickets, 239 one-day international wickets. A great player for WA as well, and of course the Scorchers most recently. An ex-superstar of the game, fast bowler. And of course, now supporting the kids and giving back. Sanitarium Weet-Bix Kids. The triathlon is at the Terry Tyson Aquatic Centre in Inglewood on March 24. Jono, welcome.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. And the Weet-Bix Kids Triathlon, I went there last year as an ambassador. And I guess my story is I remember being 9 years of age and going to a new school and being really shy and not really knowing anyone there. So I remember going to the back of the school and there was a tennis coach out the back called Mr. O. And I was just watching these kids play tennis and he comes over to me and goes, oh, do you want to come and have a try? And from that point on, it was like, yeah, just give things a try. And I think that's what Weet-Bix try and do is have a little mini triathlon, get the kids out there, the families, and really enjoy themselves and have a bit of fun.
Well, and you say mini, but this course it's still quite an achievement. I mean, for the younger ones, a 75-metre swim, a 3-kilometre cycle and a 500-metre run. I'm already out.
I'm out. Yeah,
and then and you double that for the older kids. So everyone can give it a go that they say it is achievable for the kids to have a try.
Yeah, because I was at the finish line and watching these kids come in and you see some like really charging in at the end.
Yeah.
And then some were just, you know, have that struggle. And that reminded me a little bit of me at a young age as well, where you're sort of struggling a bit, but you still have, you can see that competitiveness there. It was good to see.
It has been a very controversial 12 months in Australian cricket. And I mean, Clancy and I are both, and Dan here, cricket tragics. We love it so much. Do you think it's a good thing sometimes for the sport to have a sort of an eruption like that to things to settle and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather it not be in the circumstances of, cheating, scratching the ball and the way it happened. There's all this talk that it does happen, not to that extent with a piece of sandpaper coming out and scratching the ball. But look, it's not ideal, but it has shaken up Cricket Australia a bit. There's been guys coming in and out, and whether that's a good thing, I think it is. Getting some fresh players coming through now. We're starting to see some talent. So, look, I actually think with what's coming up, there's a World Cup, and I sort of agree with what Ricky Ponting said a couple of weeks ago. I think he said something along the lines of he thinks that they're a big chance of winning because other teams will be thinking, oh, Australia, they're all over the place here.
Yeah.
So, and they've actually got a really good one-day side on paper, and the talent is there. So if they get it together, I think they're a massive chance as well. And then they've got the Ashes that follows that. So, I think it's probably been a good thing what's happened, if you can say that. But it's just cleaned out a few people now we're getting on the right path, I think. Mm. It'll take time.
Sure. Yeah.
Still take time.
And those days, mate, watching those English batsmen, you must have seen some fear in their eyes as they're walking out on occasion when you're in your purple patches.
Yeah, something that gets brought up a fair bit is, did you see the fear and could you smell the fear and all that kind of stuff? And I don't know. I think you're just so in the moment, you just roll with it.
You just want to get them out.
Yeah, and my role in that team was so clear. It was just to go out there, bowl fast, bowl your short deliveries, set players up. I had an unbelievable attack with me with Ryan Harris and Peter Siddle and Nathan Lyon. So those guys don't get enough credit for that, and they should, because it is a team sport. And even though we are individually, I'm the one with the ball in my hand at that time, we actually work together at the end. So, it wasn't all just me, but I did enjoy it. And especially the English, because I've copped so much crap from them over the years.
Yeah, of course.
That's all right. Our role at the time was just to not let anyone know that you were a nice guy so that they thought you were super menacing.
We feel like
we achieved that.
Well, the Mo had to come out and make me a little angrier, I think, and it definitely helped. So I've looked back at footage when I had
no facial.
Not scary.
You look a bit too nice.
That's not scary. How am I supposed to
No, that's the guy you're taking home to mum and saying, I'm going to marry that guy.
He's a nice boy.
Yeah,
it's not striking. Something like that. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Yes, this week it is Subiaco. I will be dropping it on Friday. And, you know, like my thinking is a long way along, but I'm very good at changing things if someone comes up with a better idea.
Okay.
So I'm open. I'm still open to suggestions.
Okay, 133353, if you've got a suggestion for either the song that Maddie could use or maybe you've got a little line in your head that would work.
Yes, that'd be good, yes.
Hey, do you have anything, Kimber?
I do.
Oh, go on.
I don't know if it's very good, but
Am I meant to have a tune for you?
You should have a tune in there. Might have been in there yesterday. Maybe have a look. It'll be called Bad Moon Rising.
Bad Moon Rising. Okay, you keep talking.
Have a look for it. I don't know if this is my best work, but I am.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, all right. I'm looking for it. Maybe we've just gone missing with the
tune
here.
That's okay.
No, producer Tom's looking for
this
it right
is,
now.
This is live
have you got
radio,
yours,
I tell
then?
You.
Yeah, I can do mine. Yeah.
Oh, can you do yours?
Yeah, I can do mine. You
okay,
ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm thinking, Matt, for Subiaco, maybe we look at a bit of live Aussie Crawl, a real classic, one of their great live songs.
Okay.
Okay, so this is one that they used to do back in the 80s everywhere across Australia.
Ah.
You know, Subi's changed a lot. There may be no footy and no PMH, but let's just take you back or take you forward. Ready?
Yep.
Subi.
Oh,
boy, it's the place to go.
I love it.
What do you reckon?
Get everyone involved? Yeah.
Subi.
Oh,
boy, it's just the place to go.
Oh.
And then you can sort of continue.
I like that.
Every night and day. I'm crawling the cafes. I really want somewhere to spend my pay.
Hey.
Subi.
Yeah. I reckon that was good.
All right. My idea's out the window. That is a beauty.
That was a good one. All right. Is my music there now?
Because
I can't do another
I've got your music, Casey.
Okay.
We'll get rid of Aussie Crawl.
All right. Let's give it a go.
Okay. Here it is. Tom, nice work.
Ah.
Ah-ha-ha.
Live in the town of Subiaco.
Hey, good start.
CCR.
Where the football used to be.
Ah.
I feel the rents are overflowing.
Oh. Hey, nice vocal.
Parking inspectors smile with glee.
Oh, she's getting political.
Yeah, they got her.
That's what I got for you.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, wow. Now, you know, we've done this before. Mm. And I've got to say, you two haven't given me much. But
yours was out the window.
They are both brilliant. Well done. Well played, sir.
There you go.
Okay.
Glad we found your music.
Well, you haven't given much. Yeah, sorry about that.
We haven't really, have we?
No, they are both excellent.
I think we maybe took it a bit more seriously this time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard to do a song about Subi without mentioning the parking fines. They're a rite of passage for anyone in Subiaco, visitors or workers.
Have a guess which member of our team's copped a Subiaco parking fine.
I'm lucky to only get one. People people who work here have about 12 each.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I have a sneaking feeling it may appear in the song.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Excellent. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
That's what Kimber sings to the parking inspectors in Subiaco.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
Come on, come at me.
Yeah. $80. What does it become when you don't pay it straight away? 160?
God, I think they're 90 now.
240?
What a jip.
Well, Matt's Hits from Your Hood this week is the suburb of Subiaco, and I'm getting your suggestions in Banksia Grove. Brendan, what have you got for me, bud?
Yeah, hi, everyone. I just had an idea of the Scooby-Doo show. So, you know, Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? You're gone and lost the football.
Hey.
Hey.
That works easy.
Did you have any other killer lines, Brendan, or it's just the Scooby-Doo?
No, sorry. I wish I did, but no, that was good. Thought of that.
No, you're an ideas man,
well,
Brendan.
Well, it was a thought starter for Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. Generating ideas. Thanks, Brendan.
Good on you, Brendan. Should we go to Inglewood? No, Ridgewood. G'day, Kev. Kevin.
Clancy, Matt, Kimber, how are you on?
We're very well. What's the song in your head that you could make work for this,
well,
Kevin?
The one that seems to ring is Phil Collins' The Studio.
Oh, yes.
You've got it already, haven't you, Matt?
I have, but I'd love to hear you sing it, Kevin, to be honest.
Well, the opening line would be something, there's a suburb that's on my mind, it gets me every time, Subiaco.
Oh, Kevin.
I like that. Kevin. You sound a bit reluctant to sing there, Kev, and I think you should have a crack at it.
I'm at work, come on, give it a crack.
Kevin's gone the William Shatner spoken word angle. Exactly. Yeah.
And we're okay
you
with that.
The drift. You get
Oh, wow, that's a beauty. God, everyone's on fire this morning.
Yeah, maybe we should throw these suggestions out much earlier in the week for you.
Hey, thanks, Kevin, that's brilliant.
No worries, Matt.
Thanks, see you, mate. Kevin.
That's got people thinking about Susudio, I reckon. What do you reckon? That would work. Such a great song for it. Jen King's in the newsroom. She's a bit of a renowned vocalist as well, aren't you, Jen?
No, I don't know.
What have you got?
Have you come up with one, though?
I thought Run to Paradise.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could start, instead of saying baby, you could say Subi. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's a good start.
Because, I mean, I don't call it Subiaco, I call it Subi.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, just an idea.
Can I hear you do that, though?
No.
Because I can't quite hear it in my head.
No, that's okay. You did a good job.
Subi, you're always going to be the better one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, gee whiz.
This could be a problem for Jen King, because she's not allowed to read the news at 8:30 until she does just a little bit of this. Come on,
here we go.
You have to do it for us, Jen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here we go. Jen King newsroom.
I didn't know this intro was this long.
So long.
You never know until it's karaoke time.
8:30 news shortly, but Jen King.
Sube!
Hey! Oh, what was your problem? It was perfect.
No, it was a bit sharp.
A little bit pitchy.
Oh, good on you. The Big Breakfast with
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Of course, the RAC campaign, well, they're supporting our show at this point in time as well.
Yeah, just encouraging you to look up and not be distracted.
Yeah, look up are the two key words. The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, do tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details. Bohemian Rhapsody captured the Queen fans, and it is now expected that the Elton John film Rocketman will be the same. And it's not just a biopic either. It's an all-singing, all-dancing musical, and the lead actor, Taron Egerton, is going to sing all of the songs rather than lip-syncing to the original music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty interesting. I know Queen, that one had a few sort of, he sang along, sang along to the tracks. But we've got the first teaser of the film with Egerton singing.
What did you say your name was again?
Elson.
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah.
I like your lyrics.
Yeah, and I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes.
Blue jean baby. L.A. lady.
Elton said, I don't think I've ever heard anyone sing my songs better than Taron.
Elton's songs are the defining moments in people's lives.
Wow. So, yeah.
That Elton, sounded great.
Elton says that Taron's doing a great job singing as him and he hasn't heard anyone better.
Not bad.
The film should be in cinemas late May. Now, if you've got no plans for July 16 to 18, you could be part of this really unique concert. It's the Birdsville Big Red Bash.
Is this the one you're trying to send me on my holidays?
I think you should go to this. It's like about 9,000 festival goers they expect to hit the remote red sands of Queensland's Simpson Desert.
Right.
And it's headlined by Midnight Oil. It is three bumper days and nights during those winter school holidays there, and it's an all-ages and dog-friendly event.
Right.
Right? And it's great. It's against the striking backdrop of the legendary 40-metre big high big red sand dune.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's out in the middle of the desert in a really unique location.
And you say the 40-metre high red dog.
Yeah. The lineup is amazing. I mean, other than Midnight Oil headlining, you've got The Living End, Richard Clapton, 1927, Casey Chambers, Wendy Matthews, Busby Moreau, like a really great number of acts out there. And Tourism and Events Queensland have said, well, we're doing activities as well. So there's going to be comedy and outdoor film screenings, helicopter flights, beach volleyball, camel rides. They're making it a big thing.
Is it true it's brought to us by the same people who did the Fire Festival in the Caribbean?
Oh, it'd be cancelled already. Yeah.
I hope not. Yeah. But if you want to check it out, it's called the Birdsville Big Red Bash. And tickets are $92, but children under 11 get in for free.
Okay.
So cool. It's at bigredbash.com.au. And guys, she's been teasing it for days, but today it is here. Pink is releasing her new song, Walk Me Home, ahead of the Brit Awards. And she's released this teaser so far.
Sounds like a stadium anthem.
Yeah, but you can hear the whole thing at the live viewing premiere of the video clip at Pink's website, 4 p.m. Perth time today.
That was actually Taron Egerton.
He can sing everyone so well, honey.
And that's your daily juice.
Very good.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
I'll tell you what, our Jen King misses very little, but she's missed this one today about the American state of Montana.
Oh, yeah?
Not Hannah Montana, the American state. The western state with it's renowned for its geographic diversity, of course.
Mm-hmm.
From the Rocky Mountains to the Great Plains to the Glacier National Park, which is that open space that heads up, not in Green, but up towards Canada, up towards Canada. And famous for movie man, movie oddball, David Lynch, wonderful director.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Ament, the bass player from Pearl Jam. And, Michelle Williams, the Oscar-nominated actress. They're all from Montana.
Okay. Gee, this is not a bad spot. Got some things going for it.
Yeah, that's all I've got. No, just joking. Okay, so in Montana, apparently more than 9,000 people have signed a petition, an online petition, to sell Montana to Canada, their neighbour, for $1 trillion, and use the proceeds to pay down the U.S. national debt.
Wait, so are the people of Montana willingly saying we'd rather be owned by Canada?
Yeah, sell the state.
Sell us. Or is it the people outside of Montana going, Montana's rubbish, let's sell them
off? Yes, yes, that's what I want to know.
So bizarre. He's a guy who's giving the reasons why he thinks that, he's supposedly a proud Montanian, if whatever they call them, the reasons why you shouldn't move to Montana.
Number one, this is a cold weather state. If you suffer with arthritis, if you're really, really super old, or you got rheumatism, and especially if you don't like to drive on crappy roads, and you don't know anything about SUVs or four-wheel drives or any of this other stuff, Montana's probably a good state to stay away from.
Oh, there you go. The sell Montana to Canada. It's gaining momentum. 9,000 and growing. That's what's going on.
Someone needs to shut that guy down. That guy is not helping the sale.
Not helping whatsoever.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
It sounds like him, doesn't it? The old wrestler. Look, they're saying has too much debt. Montana is useless. And they're trying to sell it to Canada. So they say, just tell them they've got beavers. That work. Canadians love beavers.
And they probably want in on Canada as well because Canada legalized marijuana. So that's the benefit they'd get too.
Yeah, every one of those 9,000 people is like 16.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to be in Canada.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I got a problem.
Are you okay?
Well, you know, when I moved in with T and Steppy D, my new stepdaughter, she'd been living in her house for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. The house was set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved in.
Sure.
You know, so
and
there's.
Bought all your rubbish with you.
Brought all my rubbish in. So we had to, what's that woman's name? The neat person?
Marie Kondo.
We had to Marie Kondo the place, which basically was me getting rid of my stuff. because everything in her world has some sort of emotional attachment. Oh, no, I can't get rid of that. That was a painting that Steppy D did when she,
That's what hoarders say.
Yeah, I know, right? So
Clezzy knows.
Yeah, absolutely.
There ain't no room.
Right.
There's no room for anything else.
Yep.
So why? Because we've got hard rubbish collection in our area at the moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why am I circling other people's crap like the seagulls in Finding Nemo?
What are you taking?
I mean,
what are you doing?
Look, to be fair, well, no, I was going to say I haven't taken anything, but I have, because we've got a skip bin out the back here.
Yeah, that worked,
full of toilet cisterns.
Yeah.
Right, and I saw this blue kind of esky thing on wheels, which I can't fit in the car, even though I tried to scram it in yesterday.
Did you do a dumpster dive?
I did a dumpster dive, because I figured it'd be a good puppy-proof herb garden.
Oh.
Right, now that was reasonably sensible. Like that will actually, you know, be used, and I can fit it in the garden.
Did you get me a toilet?
But, I mean, I'm walking around these pile of other people's crap.
Yeah.
Like going, oh, could I use that? No.
Bring out your dad.
I can't use it.
What are you, step-toeing, son?
It doesn't fit.
Also, do you have any of the skills to follow through afterwards to do the building or repairs or any of these things?
No.
I wish I'd been filming you this morning, trying to get that thing into your car.
Oh, it was,
and I'd be going, dumpster diver, what are you doing?
It was a classic. And you start to get embarrassed because you know you look like a seagull. Anyway, I've got to stop doing it. Don't.
Jonathan Livingston Dukinsky is right there.
Hang on a minute, I could use that.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, Gary Turk is an award-winning writer, performer and filmmaker who's become an international sensation following the global success of Look Up, which is the video that's attracted over 600 million views. It's basically, you know, trying to combat the overuse of smartphones and social media as well. And now the link up with the RAC's Look Up campaign, which is great. And Gary joins us this morning. Gary, firstly, welcome, mate.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Gary, none of us seem to be immune to technology and getting caught up in our phones, but had your personal commitment to Looking Up begun before your spoken word poem, or did that come in time?
It kind of happened at the same time. I wrote the poem while I was trying to look up, I guess. I had like this moment when my girlfriend said I spent too much time on my phone, so I kind of set the challenge to look up for one day, and I had this experience, and that's what kind of led me to write the poem.
Mate, the link with the RAC, you know, the road safety campaign, I mean, I obviously see how important that is, but I think pedestrian safety is almost as important. I see so many people who get close to or actually bump into poles as they walk down the street because they're staring at their phones.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everyone. So that's the thing. Whether you're driving or a pedestrian, you both have to kind of take that time to be aware of your surroundings, I guess, and the consequences it has. I see so many people walking around with headphones in, looking at their phone and crossing the street. They don't even hear a car coming, let alone see it. And if that, you know, God forbid the time comes that someone's walking on their phone and someone's driving on their phone, there's no chance there.
Gary, this, I think you'll relate to this story. I was on a really packed commuter train not so long ago, and the driver was being entertaining over the tannoy, saying things like, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be travelling 2 metres above the ground, blah, blah, blah. And I started laughing, and I looked up on this packed train, and there was one other girl who heard what the driver said, because everyone else was disconnected with their buds in their ears.
Yeah.
Missed that moment.
Thing, like, but you're aware of that because you saw it. Everyone else on that train doesn't even know that that happened. Mm. They haven't had that awakening yet or that realization. Like, if I'd not had that day off my phone, I wouldn't have noticed how much everyone else was on their phone because I was the same as that.
Yeah.
Gary, since we started the link with RAC with the Look Up campaign, we've been talking about, you know, the thing of not looking at your phone, but also actively messaging. And I'm mortified to think that probably 7 or 8 years ago, I would, on occasion, and more than once, I sent a text message over the course of a car journey. And I think about that. And my phone is now well and truly locked in that central compartment of the car. But it's almost hard to believe that I did it, but I did do it. I'm guilty of doing it. It's an awful thought, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's had that temptation, or some people have actually done it, where you kind of feel like, oh, I need to answer this text or this call. But it's just a fleeting moment, and people kind of don't realise the difference that can make. A split second is can be life or death. And the people on the other end of the line, they probably don't want you to do that. If you were driving, they're probably fine with you to wait. Like, prioritise what you're doing, and those who you're not with, they can wait.
It seems it doesn't matter what generation we are, but that whole idea of it'll never happen to me in all circumstances just seems to, you know, continue to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass me
I
a
think
seat.
My original message to, the message to look up is a good one, but I also would like to add that it's also a good message to look out, and that's for each other. That's whether you're driving a car or if you're a pedestrian. We have to rely on each other and have trust that the other person on the other end or someone we don't even know is looking out for us, and the situations like having an accident won't happen.
Hey, Gary, good to see you, mate. One of your hundreds of thousands of subscribers want you to look down right now, so all the best.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Think quick, win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Hey, let's point the Big Breakfast bus in the northerly direction, head up Wanneroo Road and see Tony in Wanneroo. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, hey, welcome. Good, Tony. Welcome to the Pressure Test. I'm sure you know how it works. We're going to give you a category. We're going to give you a time limit. You're going to need to give us a certain number of correct answers. For each one you get right, $10. You get all of them, $250. Tony, you ready to do this?
Easy. Do it.
All right, let's think quick, Tony. We're putting 15 seconds on the clock for you today. And your time starts as soon as I give you the category. We need you to list 6 Harry Potter movies. Go.
It's a tough one.
Okay. Our time.
Sorry,
15 seconds, Tony.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I only knew one.
Man, yeah, I would have had one at the most.
My internet speed's
not
the best around here, so
struggling
a bit.
Yeah, yeah, you're a mere muggle, Tony.
There was Philosopher's Stone, The Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Goblet of Fire. I haven't heard of any of these. Order of Phoenix. What the bloody hell is that?
Yeah, I haven't seen one of them, so that's probably
not good. Nah, man, sometimes you just get the wrong category for you, and I'm with you.
We'll also blame JK because she writes those long titles in the books.
Stop writing already.
What's going on? Let's call it Harry Potter 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thanks for playing, Tone.
Props to Revell Landscaping out there.
Oh, to who landscaping?
Revell Landscaping.
Revell, beautiful. Okay,
there you go.
Well, it was worth calling, Tony.
Have a great day, mate.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We've got 50 grand and you can win it.
Hallelujah.
Mix 94.5's 50K giveaway with Crown and My Kitchen Rules.
As we go to Merigenup. G'day, Nicole. Where's Merigenup?
Near Capping, Banksia Grove.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know. Okay.
We're across it.
Welcome.
Congratulations, Nicole, for getting through. You have got the $100 Crown gift card.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Well, let's make it even better, Nicole. Let's get you in the running for the 50K giveaway. You're just going to need to answer this simple true or false question about last night's episode of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules.
Okay.
Now, you sound like you're under control there, Nicole. You don't sound too nervous or anything?
No.
they're all pretty cool in Meridian up.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, here's your question. Lynn and Sal's instant restaurant was called Sea of Black. Is that true or false?
True.
You're going with true. Let's listen.
We could have a bit of a white party tonight. Our instant restaurant is called Sea of White.
Oh, that's mean.
That is wrong. Maybe your kitchen doesn't rule.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, Nicole, what a terrible trick they have played. It was Sea of White.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Well, shame. I know, we're always like, aw.
Feeling
hey,
bad.
Hey, thanks for trying, Nicole. You still won the $100 Crown gift card, though.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for playing. We're all a bit bummed.
Thank you. Thanks,
buddy. The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
To catch Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, play this.
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Yep, last chance, last cab off the rank here to see Elton John live in Perth giving away tickets to the very front rows of his farewell tour right now.
Oh, and this morning we have got tickets up for grabs in row 3. Emily from Caversham, you're first off the rank. You ready to go?
Sort of.
Okay. Good luck, Em.
We're going to ask you five questions relating to Elton John. You've got to keep answering correctly to keep playing. If you get one wrong, we move to the next caller. If you are the last person standing on the line and you answer question five correctly, you win the tickets.
Brilliant.
Okay, Emily, here we go. Question number one. What Elton John song features the following lyrics? You could never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. Need an answer.
Any title will do, Emily, but there is a time limit.
Sorry, Emily.
No. Let's go to Mindari. Carlo, what Elton John song features the lyrics, you could never know what it's like, your blood like winter freezes just like ice?
Is it I'm Still Standing?
Correcto mundo.
All right, Carlo, question number two. Elton wrote the soundtrack to The Lion King. This question is multiple choice. Which actor voiced Scar in The Lion King? Is it A, Jeremy Irons, B, Rowan Atkinson, or C, Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Carlo, incorrect. Go to Damon in Alkimos. Damon, multiple choice. Which actor voiced Scar in The Lion King? Was it A, Jeremy Irons, B, Rowan Atkinson, or C, Samuel L. Jackson?
Jeremy Irons.
Oh,
incorrect.
No.
Veronica in Averley, multiple choice. Which actor voiced Scar in The Lion King? Jeremy Irons, Rowan Atkinson, or Samuel L. Jackson?
Rowan Atkinson.
Hey! Okay. Well, Veronica, question three. Who sung Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John?
Kitty B.
Okay, Go question there. Four. Veronica, doing well. An Elton John biopic will be released later this year. What is it called?
Rocketman.
And question number five,
this
Veronica.
This is the one.
This is also a multiple choice question. Finish this Elton John song title. Grey, is it A, Pigeon, B, Seal, or C, Skies?
Skies.
Oh, Veronica.
Incorrect.
Let's go to Gosnell's. Bev, finish this Elton John song title. Grey, is it A, Pigeon, B, Seal, or C, Skies?
Seal.
Sorry, what was
Say that?
Say
it again.
Seal.
Grey Seal.
Oh, Bev, yes. You've come in and grabbed it at the end.
Oh. Oh. Last person standing, they're the rules.
Oh, my heart breaks for Veronica.
Oh, wow.
But well done, Bev.
I've been trying and trying. I've talked to her about three times and I've missed out. And I was on the last call yesterday and I missed out again. But woohoo, I'm so happy.
It was meant to be. You're in row three.
Oh, yay.
Oh, the old Grey Seal from the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album got you over the line.
Yeah,
well,
I've got that album at home too. So, yeah.
Have you seen Elton before, Bev?
I have many, many, many years ago.
Oh, time to see him again. Enjoy that from the perspective of row three.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you, Bev. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.